Hello and welcome to the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast short. This is where we discuss some interesting things about Yaesu product that some people may or may not be aware of. And on today's topic, we are going to be talking about radios and the different regions that the radio can operate within. Now, a lot of people want to go ahead and find a great deal. I'm just exactly like you. But sometimes people will go ahead and go to online searches or online stores to be able to purchase one of those great radios at a great deal. Well, there's one thing that you need to be very cautious of, and that is to make sure that you are purchasing the correct radio for your region. Yaesu does manufacture radios worldwide, and the same model does operate in different countries, so worldwide also. However, depending on the country that the radio is designed or will be sold to operate in, you may find significant differences between the different regional models. For example, the U.S. is denoted by the R after the model number. So, for example, the FTM-6000R. That R signifies that it is a North America or USA region radio. That means that that radio would be able to transmit 144 to 148 megahertz or 430 to 450 megahertz and is going to go ahead and be a full 50-watt power radio. A radio that you may see that might end in the significance of a region E is usually going to be signified as a UK radio. The biggest difference on the UK radio version is going to be sometimes the antenna connector, but more importantly, the frequency range that the radio can operate. In that case, the band privileges for that radio would be set at 144 to 146 and 430 to 440 megahertz. Now, many people say, well, if you buy a radio from a different region, just simply go ahead and do the modification on there, and then you'll be able to go ahead and change it, and then you'll have no problem. That's not exactly true, and that's not exactly correct. Many radios in different regions will be locked and unable to be modified. There are certain regions of the world that require a radio to be locked down, not only in frequency or band privileges, but as well as power out capabilities based on the user's license. In other words, there are some parts of the country that you may be able to find the same radio in the U.S. and HF privileges to be a full 100 watts, and other countries of the world may be 100, 50, or even 10 watts only. In those cases, those radios would not be able to be modified and should be used with extreme caution if you're going to purchase it and attempt to use it, because usually the frequency bands are going to be less than what the U.S. can do. In addition, the exact opposite also happens, where radios that are from a different region may have frequency transmit capabilities on frequencies that are illegal for amateur radio operators to use in the U.S. The final part about getting a radio from a different region comes down to keeping your radio up to date and or repair of your radio. Radios that are from a different region will always need to be updated with the firmware for that radio's region. In other words, if you have, let's say, a radio from Japan, you must and can only use firmware updates that are designed for the Japan market or Japan region radio. If you attempt to try to use any sort of other type of firmware, it will cause damage to the radio or may not be able to be recovered. Finally, if that radio does need repair or servicing, you will have to send it back to a repair facility in Japan in this example. If you have a UK version of radio, you would have to send it back to the UK for repair. This is once again due to the fact of the radios are manufactured for certain areas, and if the frequency bandwidth is not, or frequency range is not, the kind that the US can use, that radio is not type accepted for the US and cannot be repaired at our USA facility. We have unfortunately had customers that have had radios from different regions that they have either imported or purchased off of eBay or online services, and the radio has come in damaged or broken, and they've gone ahead and tried to seek assistance with it, and unfortunately, we cannot go ahead and repair that due to limitations on the radio type acceptance. So just keep that in mind when you want to go ahead and purchase a radio from a different region. I know sometimes that deal looks really good, but if you're going ahead and purchase it, you could run into problems. The question then is, how do I know I'm actually purchasing a radio from the region that I live in and that it will be serviced and the warranty will be able to be issued? That's why you should always use your authorized Yaesu dealer in order to make your radio purchases. Until then, thank you for listening to this short. We'll catch you on the bands.